This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Shore on this Friday, June 9th, 2017. President Trump is currently having a press conference. He's reading remarks, but it's going to get, I think, very interesting. Once he starts to take questions, everybody is very anxious to get some direct comments from him on the Comey hearings yesterday, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot of questions about that. We're going to join that press conference, and Mark Cernovich is going to be picking up the fourth hour, but here's this press conference. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for arranging this nice weather in this place.
The president of Romania speaking now.
Mr. President, I'm very glad that we had such a good meeting, and
Trump, such an isolationist,
due to your strong leadership, and this is also due to our strong partnership. Obviously, the fact that we celebrate 20 years of strategic partnership this year is important for both our nations, and it is important to know, and this is what I want to underline, that this partnership with the United States of America shaped Romania as it is today. Romania, a solid democracy with a solid,
wait, Western
sustainable
values
economic
uplifted
growth.
A nation? Oh my gosh, don't tell the liberals.
Romania, which stands together with the U.S. troops in Afghanistan. We stand together in Iraq. Mr. President, this partnership contributed greatly to what Romania is today. And this partnership was and is very important. And I think this partnership not only has to continue, this partnership has to become stronger. This partnership has to define our bilateral relation, and this partnership has to contribute to solve so many problems. President Trump, you mentioned terrorism. I'm very glad that due to your strong leadership, NATO decided to go against terrorism. Your involvement
sad it would take
made
Trump
so many nations conscious of the fact that we have to share
NATO's
the burden inside NATO. And this is why Romania also decided, and if I'm right, I think this is the first country in during your mandate to step up to 2% of GDP for defense spending. A significant part of this defense spending is going into strategic acquisitions. And I hope, President Trump, that we find good ways together to make good use of this money.
I find it interesting that he was talking about our bilateral relationships.
Romania is very conscious of the fact that we stand
on the European Union.
Flank. And
so
we
clearly he does not want to see the European Union taking away his national sovereignty. They
Trump,
suffered under the Soviet Union for a long time, and it's a satellite dictatorship, Ceausescu. So
US, we cannot stand there alone.
The
on the other
here,
hand,
bilateral.
Our partnership.
We're not isolationists. We just don't want to have supranational organizations or unions like the Soviet Union or the European Union to take over these relationships between nations.
Economic matters, and this is very important. Romania is a member of the European Union, and I think it's the best interest of you, Mr. President, to have a strong European Union as a partner. This is vital for all of us.
The President of the European Union has made it very clear that the individual nations are not really allowed to bilateral relations. Everything has to go through them. So
diplomacy.
He's saying both things here.
It's at the basis of our Western civilization.
Transatlantic
and together,
link. Okay, we'll see if he's going to push the transatlantic partnership. We'll be right back. David Knight, Owen Schroyer, Mark Sinovich is coming up, fourth hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've heard through the grapevine that Megyn Kelly doesn't think too much of me. She calls me fake news, not a real journalist. I'd like to see Megyn Kelly one time in her life inherit a desk that is filled with 100 news stories, hundreds of notes. I've got 3 broadcasts going on my computer, more news stories. Megyn Kelly's hair would fall out if she ever got put in a position like this. So looking forward to see Megyn Kelly trying to hit piece InfoWars and Alex Jones. It's only going to backfire on her. Yes, this is what it's like when you're a real reporter trying to engage and engulf all the information, literally all this news. Okay, but let's get back to the real story. That is, President Trump is about to take questions on, I am assuming the press is going to be asking him all about the Comey hearing. Let's go ahead and go to that, guys.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times, please. Dave.
Thank you.
Come on, Dave.
Gotta thank you, Mr. President. Apologies.
That's all right, Dave.
Mr. President, this morning on Twitter, you were referring to the
testimony of James Comey vindicating you. But I wondered if you could tell us in person, sir, why you feel that his testimony vindicated you when it's really boils down to his word against your word. And if you could also tell us, sir, do tapes exist of your conversations with him?
Well, I'll tell you about that maybe sometime in the very near future. But in the meantime, no collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker. But we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on. But yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction. We are doing really well. That was an excuse by the Democrats who lost an election that some people think they shouldn't have lost, because it's almost impossible for the Democrats to lose the Electoral College, as you know. You have to run up the whole East Coast, and you have to win everything as a Republican, and that's just what we did. So it was just an excuse. But we were very, very happy. And frankly, James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true. Thank you very much.
He said yes immediately after the "Do you have tapes?" question, but I'm not sure if he was answering the question or if he was just responding to the question. That was interesting, though. I wonder if he does have those tapes.
I lost the microphone, sir. Sorry. Thank you.
And Mr. President, if you could tell us, a couple weeks ago, President Trump was in Brussels at the NATO meeting, and not only was he encouraging NATO members to pay up the 2% required of GDP for national defense, but he also was saying that countries, even including yours, who had not paid 2% in the past, should make up for that difference. Do you think that's fair?
I was in Brussels. And I met President Trump, and I listened to his speech, and I liked it. Because, you see, NATO is based on values, but it is ultimately a military alliance. And, you know, military spendings are complicated, and you need a lot of money.
You know, and a lot of these people probably feel and they think the same things that Trump thinks. They see the same things that Trump sees, but they are just, like Comey said, too cowardly to say it. You know, Klaus probably may have thought a lot of these things that Trump said in his speech, but he always felt, if I come out and I say this on the floor of a NATO meeting or a UN meeting, I'm not going to endear myself to any of these leaders, so I'm just going to hold my tongue. Well, here comes Trump. He basically gives a middle finger to what all these people think, and he just speaks his mind, tells it like it is. And so then other presidents are like, didn't like. Actually, I agree with that. Maybe I can start to speak like that. Thank you, President Trump.
Do this, not as a purpose in itself. We have to do this to stay strong, to be strong, and to defend our nations.
100% correct. And, you know, one of the things I was referring to during that speech was the fact that, yes, they haven't paid what they should be paying now, but for many years they haven't been paying. So I said, do we ever go back and say, how about paying the money from many, many years past?
And that's how a businessman
thinks. Now, I
know
no president has ever asked that question.
That is because no president's a successful businessman like Trump.
We're going to make NATO very strong. You need the money to make it strong. You can't just
for years.
Do what we've been doing in the past. So I did say, yes, you haven't paid this year. But what about the past years, the many past years where you haven't paid? Perhaps you should pay some or all of that money back. You have a question?
Domnișoara Avramescu, TVR.
Thank you. I have a question for President Trump. On the matter of security, sir, many of the countries on the eastern flank of NATO, including Romania, see Russia as a threat to the security and the peace in the region. Do you share this vision, and do you think that the United States should act under Article 5 if any of this country will be under military aggression? Thank you very much.
Well, I'm committing the United States, and have committed, but I'm committing the United States to Article 5. And certainly we are there to protect. And that's one of the reasons that I want people to make sure we have a very, very strong force by paying the kind of money necessary to have that force. But yes, absolutely, I'd be committed to Article 5.
Thank you, Mr. President. Were there any discussion about the visa waiver program for Romania? Is there a time frame for including our country in this program? Thank you.
We didn't discuss it. We didn't discuss it, but there would be certainly, it would be something we will discuss, Mr. President.
I mentioned this issue, and I also mentioned it during other meetings I had, because this is important for us. It's important for Romanians.
This is the Romanian president having a joint press conference with Donald Trump.
More and more people come, President Trump, from Romania to the United States. Some come as tourists, some come for business, and those who come for business should be encouraged. So the matter of visa waiver would be probably important to discuss, and we all hope that we will advance on this.
Good.
Mr. President.
Oh, I look at those hands up there, President. Do you have this in Romania, too? I don't know.
Yeah. I got the microphone.
Oh, boy.
If you allow me,
Mr. If I could only sell it.
Mr. President.
Who would like to ask? Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly as fake news?
Trump calling out the fake news right on the White House lawn.
Go ahead, John.
Thank you.
Be fair, John.
Oh, absolutely.
Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did say under oath that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could let...
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge his
And there'd
loyalty?
Be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today, but I did not say that.
Bingo.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of those
100%.
Wow.
I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath? I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that, you
would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, John.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
When is that?
Okay. Okay, do you have a question here?
When will you try
fake news? I'm playing chess. You're still trying to commentate a checkers match.
Are there tapes, sir?
Oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry. John, do you have a question for the president?
Yes. Thank you.
You are
no stranger to Russian aggression. Vladimir Putin recently suggested that Romania could be in Russia's crosshairs. Are you... How concerned should the world be about Russian aggression in your region, and how concerned should we be here in the United States about what Russia tried to do
Russian
in
aggression.
Our election?
How about United States aggression? It's a joke.
Everybody's concerned. But you see, being concerned should lead you to being prepared. So in my opinion, we have to be very clear, very simple and very straightforward.
See, I don't like this. They're trying to demonize Russia. Come right out and say, quit demonizing Russia. They're not the problem.
Russia. In my opinion, we need dialogue. But, on the other hand, we need what we all together decided in NATO, a strong deterrence. So this combination, strong deterrence,
what we need is for the establishment and the deep state to quit using Russia as their red herring,
every part.
As their scarecrow.
Domnul Pantazi.
Hello, Mr. President Trump. You mentioned
All right, guys. So, again, you are listening to... Hey, guys, in fact, if you just want to pause that and see if Mike wants to take that over when he takes over on the other side. Again, that is President Trump and the President of Romania having a joint press conference. I'm sure that there'll be more questions regarding Comey and his hearing. On the other side, Mike Cernovich will be taking over. Don't go anywhere. InfoWars.com.
To the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. Don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise.
And we're back.
Mike Cernick, that's hosting the fourth hour for the Real Alex Jones Show. We're going to work on some bumper music. I got an email about some new bumper music, so of course we're going to do that. We're about to go to the Trump press conference right now, but before we do, I got my InfoWars caveman formula stuff right here. It's actually what I drink before I go on air. And that's InfoWarsLife.com. I think they're out of the caveman stuff, but there's a lot of great products. The Super Blue toothpaste is back in stock. So be sure to support the InfoWars, and they are great products because even I use them. So without further ado, I guess when Trump is on the air, that's where everybody wants to be, including myself. So let's go watch Trump.
But we see now that the anti-corruption fight and the efforts to consolidate the rule of law are sometimes undermined by some politicians, part of what we can call the Bucharest swamp. Is your administration going to support the anti-corruption fight in Romania, and how can you do it? Thank you.
Well, we support very strongly Romania, and therefore, obviously, we do support that fight on anti-corruption. We will always support that, and we support your president. We think he's done an outstanding job, very popular, very solid, working very hard. We know everything that's going on. And, and he's going to win that fight. He's going to win that battle, but he has our support.
Thank you so much.
Do you see the corruption in Romania as a problem for the U.S.-Romania partnership and for the American investor as a threat, because we still have corruption in Romania despite this anti-corruption fight?
Sure, you do, but I can tell you that there are many American investors right now going to Romania and investing. In fact, I was given a chart just before our meeting, and we have people going over to Romania and investing, and they weren't doing that a number of years ago. So that shows very, very big progress, and there really are a lot of congratulations in store. But a lot of people are investing from our country to yours, and people love from Romania the United States, and they come here a lot, and we're very proud of them. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you just confirm their perjury?
Mr. President, how can he be a liar and vindicate you?
So there they go. You can see them. You know, they shout the questions out of Trump. That's why I kind of laughed at when I was in the press briefing room. They acted like I committed some kind of major faux pas because I, you know, shouted out my question as Spicer was walking away. So they were saying, well, how can you call Comey a liar and also claim that you were vindicated? And then, of course, they giggle like a bunch of high school people, because that's ultimately what the fake news media people are. They're a bunch of high school people. They're not serious thinkers. They're not intellectuals. And that's the way they act. So there's something that I've been working on. I've been getting a lot of Romanian readers and viewers. And by the way, if you live in Romania, and I know that InfoWars is a worldwide audience, as is mine, George Soros, I've been getting a lot of reports that George Soros is actually in Romania, and he's trying to destroy the Romanian people the same way he's coming to America. Yeah, Romania, I tweeted out, Romania Soros' next target. Keep your eyes on Romania. Wow, so I tweeted that actually March 30th, 2017. And then next thing you know, Trump is having a joint press conference with the president of Romania. And that really just goes to show how ahead of the curve InfoWars is. Alex is, I am, that we know right away where, so yeah, did you see any wars on the Balkan? Looks like Soros and bots are trying to disrupt in Macedonia. Yeah, Macedonia is another hot spot, Kosovo. Soros is trying to take over those Eastern European countries where the people still have a sense of identity and a sense of national pride, and where they're nationalist people, and they don't want to allow the globalists come in to destroy them the way they're destroying Germany, Austria. The UK now, of course, is a complete and total mess. So Soros is over there on these smaller, less affluent Eastern European countries, and he's throwing a lot of money there. He's throwing a lot of fake news there, too. So I bet you there were some of the journalists in that crowd asking about Romania. They were actually on the payroll of George Soros. So he has his claws in everywhere. So Romania, we're actually thinking about sending somebody down there to monitor the situation and get the inside story of Romania, because we're in this amazing time where everything is kind of connected. The globalists have treated everything like puzzle pieces of the puzzle, or chess pieces, however you want to look at it. They're moving everything around, and they always start in these smaller Eastern European countries because they don't draw a lot of attention, right? I mean, if Alex Jones and I go on the air and make a joke about Barack Obama's daughter, that is like world news. It's in every major publication. But these actual big affairs that you have happening in countries like Macedonia or Romania, they get completely buried, and they never reach out to the news cycle. There's a reason for that, because Soros tells the media they're not allowed to talk about that. So when we come back more, there's so much to talk about. We are overwhelmed with the news cycle. So I'm going to be back after the break to talk about Comey, what happened yesterday, and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The war was lost, the treaty signed, I was not cut, I crossed the line.
And we're back. Mike Cernovich, Twitter.com/CERNOVICH. And there is so much to talk about, it's hard to keep track. But let's talk about right now celebrity degeneracy. Why Hollywood is pro-terrorist and why Hollywood is pro-degeneracy. Because there's so much to talk about with them because they're always degenerates. But something interesting happened, and I'm not sure the producers have the story loaded up yet, but Reality Winner, she was the leaker. She leaked a classified information to The Intercept and was busted. Rosie O'Donnell called her a hero. She called her a patriot and donated $1,000 to the legal defense fund of this person, Reality Winner, who is a leaker and a domestic terrorist. Well, breaking news is that Reality Winner has said that she wanted to fight with Iran against the United States, and moreover, she wanted to join ISIS and burn down the White House You cannot make this stuff up. That is how vile these people are. This is who Rosie O'Donnell is supporting. She is supporting, yes, beautiful. So reality winner planned to burn down the White House, pledged allegiance to the Taliban. Now, the reason this is important is because Rosie O'Donnell called her on her Twitter in her tweets. Rosie linked to her legal GoFundMe, Reality Winners, and said, this is a hero. I'm donating $1,000 to terrorists. And that is why, you know, Alex talks about it. I talk about it all the time. You know, I realize that people do, you know, we are human beings. We do enjoy movies. We do enjoy art. We do enjoy entertainment. But Hollywood are literally funding terrorists. There you go. Rosie O'Donnell gives a brave young patriot $1,000. So we have right here proof, Hollywood. Rosie O'Donnell is funding ISIS, funding domestic terrorist organizations. But this is par for the course of Hollywood. This isn't even unusual. We have Roman Polanski, who, you know, I'm not going to go into graphic details, but he completely violated a 13-year-old girl. Rather than accept justice, he fled the country. He is a hero of the left. Meryl Streep gave him a standing ovation. Meryl Streep had said that Roman Polanski was being unfairly treated. These are the same people who are going after the patriots in America. These are the same people who go after Donald Trump. So Rosie O'Donnell has funded money to a terrorist, a domestic terrorist, Reality Winner, and encouraged other people to support somebody who wanted to join the Taliban, burn down the White House. We have Meryl Streep, who goes on these award shows and criticizes Donald Trump. Meanwhile, she gives a standing ovation to a child rapist, Roman Polanski. These are all things. That's the whole thing. The fake news media is always going after Alex and InfoWars and everybody listening here and me and everybody because we call attention to the not just degeneracy in Hollywood, to the pedophilia, to the terrorism. It isn't just that they're promoting an anti-family lifestyle. It isn't just that they're trying to divide people among racial lines and religious lines and among the gender lines and trying to destroy the family. That's bad, surely. That's bad enough on its own. But what they're actually doing is they're promoting terrorism and they are promoting pedophiles and pedophilia like Roman Polanski. They won't disavow Roman Polanski, a pedophile. So I've noticed that a lot of these celebrities are obsessed with Alex Jones and me. So we have now a shared stalker, Alec Baldwin. So Alec Baldwin is another hero of the left. What is Alec Baldwin? Well, he abuses women, alleged children. There's this audio, and I don't even know if we can play it because it's so vile. But Alec Baldwin had gone on a rant to his 11-year-old daughter where I don't do trigger warnings usually, but if you were ever emotionally abused as a child, you know, you might need to step away or turn down the computer for like, you know, 30 or 50 seconds. We won't play the whole 2-minute clip. But just to get a feeling for it, this is what Alec Baldwin, a message he left for his 11-year-old daughter. So maybe we can just play, say, about 30 seconds of that.
Okay. And once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on. I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned.
This is terrible. Really. I mean, he didn't even know how old he was. I don't know if you're 11 or 12. Screaming at her. So what I find interesting is that I just find it so interesting that, you know, when Alex Jones is involved in a custody dispute, and Alex Jones is a great father, beloved by his children, that's big news. But Alec Baldwin emotionally abuses an 11-year-old girl, or maybe 12. He doesn't know, oh, you're maybe 11, you're maybe 12. That guy is welcome back in Hollywood. Welcome back on Saturday Night Live, 30 Rock. It's as if that didn't happen. But if one of us makes a satirical comment one day on Twitter, clear satire, they use that against us for the rest of our lives. They'll take things that Alex Jones said out of context. And this is Hollywood. They hate everyone listening. If you're listening and you're an American patriot, they do want to fund ISIS. They do want to support pedophiles. They do want to fund the work of Roman Polanski. Underage children abusers like Alec Baldwin. That guy is the hero of Hollywood. He's the hero of the left. Rosie O'Donnell's the hero of the left. Madonna has said she wanted to burn down the White House and blow it up. You can't keep track of it. Christian Bale did an interview with the Daily Beast about me where he talked about me and hated me so much. But you know what? This excites me. See, that's the difference. Because when you're brand new to this, right, a lot of this can weigh down on you. Because as human beings, we're wired. We want to be liked. But what you learn is that we are judged by our enemies. Think about it. Alec Baldwin, an underage child abuser. Rosie O'Donnell, funding domestic terrorism. Christian Bale, another guy with anger management problems. These are the kind of people who are going after us. We are judged by our enemies, the good people. The patriots don't come after us. When have you ever heard a patriot be saying nasty things about Alex Jones or Mike Cernovich or InfoWars? You don't hear the patriots say anything about it. It's always the woman abusers, the pedophiles, the terrorists who come after us. And that is, again, why the support is so essential, why InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com is so important, because the toothpaste is back in stock. And what I always tell people is everybody needs toothpaste, right? I can get it. I drink the caveman stuff, right? I go to the gym. I run hard. So for me, I'm more about the physical enhancement kind of stuff. But I get that not everybody is. But everybody here watching and listening, everybody uses toothpaste. If all everybody did was buy their toothpaste from InfoWars, they could triple operations overnight. If that's all people did, if they didn't ever buy the caveman stuff or the selenium or the supplements, the great nutraceuticals, if all people did was say, I'm committed to putting the toothpaste on auto ship and just get it every month or every 2 months, however long you use the toothpasting, so you don't have to think about it. If that's all people did was locked in that price, the savings price of toothpaste, the operations would be going crazy. Because what a lot of people don't realize is this is what funds the information war. We don't have Hollywood. We don't have big Hollywood block. Could you imagine what we could do with $100 million? Could you imagine if we had the budgets that they had in Hollywood, but you can never get that kind of budget? Because if you're a true American patriot, they actually do the opposite. They try to shut you down. I have a lot of friends, believe it or not, in the entertainment industry. And they've all told me the same thing, which is that I can never in public say that I can support Trump. I can never in public say that I, you know, believe in the patriotism, because their careers will be over. Now, it's easy for all of us to say, well, they should just do it anyway. But that getting fired and having your career end, we want them there making that money, because they can fund the information operation behind the scenes. It's very easy for us to judge people. But I've learned, I'm 39. When I was 19 or 20 or 25, I'd always call everybody a sellout. Oh, you're a sellout. You're weak. You just got to do the right thing and do this. And then as you live a little bit longer on this earth, you realize life is much more complicated than that. And you can't hold people to the same standards. For me, I'm a purist. I'm a true believer. I'm all in. I've been all in for years. There is no turning back for Mike Cernovich. There's no turning back for InfoWars.com or Alex Jones. There is no, because we're not like the left. With the left, you can abuse women. You can fund terrorism. You can support threatening the president of the United States. And you're great. They'll give you a raise. That's actually seen as a qualification. But if you're on the right, once you're in, that's it. You're in for good. There is no turning back, which in a lot of ways is exciting, because there's complete and total freedom in that. There's freedom in knowing, for me, that I burned all the boats. There's an old kind of parable which said that when a naval army would cross the seas to invade a foreign land, the general upon landing would order the boats to be burned. But we're here. There's no turning back. There is no going home. We're either going to conquer this land or we're going to die on this land. That's the way it is for us in the information battlefield. There is no plan B. There is no escape route. It is either make this happen, push forward, take America back from the globalists, take America back from the fake news media, from the pedophiles, from the Soros types, or die trying. And for me, I'm all in. Infowars.com is all in. And that, again, is why the support is so important for everybody. There is no real job for people like us. There is no salary, right? There is no big blockbuster budget. It's all about support from the readers. Small support all adds up. The millions of listeners, everybody just buys one product a month. The operations expand. They're 2x-ing the operations here. I took a tour and I actually couldn't believe it because I didn't know how big it was. The first time, and this is why whenever I read an article where I see why Alex doesn't let media people in to his operations. So he let Der Spiegel in. And they wrote an article claiming he tried to, you know, put sausage in the guy's face as if it was a sexual thing, but really this is barbecue. When I went to InfoWars, Alex goes, what do you want for lunch? He goes, what do you want for lunch? And I go, probably barbecue. He goes, okay, you want sausage? Well, he's not, he's saying if you want sausage, but that's completely turned into something that's not, because the deviants, that's how the deviants think. Their minds always go to the gutter, to the lowest place. But they never write about how big the operations are, right? Think about that. Have you ever read an article about Alex Jones where you said, I took a tour of the InfoWars studio. The operation was way bigger than I thought it was. It's super professional. The people he has working for him are amazing. You can talk about a subject in the articles that are right on the screen. The research happens every day. They're working 24/7. They're information addicts. They're committed to bringing people the truth and to bringing people vision. And Alex is just expanding the operations massively. You never hear that, but that's the truth. So, and that is the problem that I have with the fake news media in general is I don't mind them criticizing. I don't read an article where they criticize me and cry about it because I know people are going to have their own opinion. But if you're writing about us, then it's a fraud. It's fake news to not tell the whole truth. It's fake news to not say InfoWars is a massive operation, 65 employees, people, you know, very nice people. I've met so many great people, all committed to the information war. People have families. People have jobs. So Alex Jones is creating jobs for people. People are able to have kind of a dream job, so to speak, take care of their family, have a cool work environment. The operations are huge. They're expanding. You never hear that because anything that makes us look good, you're never going to read anywhere. But if we, you know, I don't know, if there's a hot mic and I cuss somebody out or just had a bad moment, which is just normal being a human being. Part of being a human being is sometimes you have a bad moment, but that doesn't reflect your entire character. They'll take that 30-second clip and make that your whole entire life. But meanwhile, if you're Alec Baldwin, who abused his daughter, he got sued by the paparazzi. He labeled them homophobic slurs at a paparazzi. I almost said, because I was thinking of the slur, which began with F, and I'm not going to say it on the air because I don't think that's the appropriate thing to say. But he was calling a paparazzi the F word and screaming at him, attacking him. He's gone on multiple tirades, stumbles around, ranting. Looks like blood coming out of his eyes, blood coming out of everywhere. People on the internet call him abusive Alec Baldwin. You can be like that every day, and the media will love you if you have the right views. But if you're a conservative, yeah, there we go. So Alec Baldwin right there. Confrontation. This is what he does. I don't know if there's audio for that, but maybe we can hear some audio. Yeah, so we got video. I don't, yeah, maybe.
I said you got that? Shut up! Stay away from my wife. Shut up! Stay, touch your ass.
And so abusive Alec Baldwin, he has a history of this. That isn't a one-time event. That isn't a one-time thing. But if you follow the fake news media, they pretend like none of that ever happened. They don't, there's that like parenthetical game I call it where, so whenever they mention me, they'll say Mike Cernovich, a right-wing blogger who spreads conspiracy theories. They can't just say Mike Cernovich. They have to throw in some line trying to insult me and shade me. Well, why don't they say Alec Baldwin, who emotionally abuses underage girls? Alec Baldwin, who is called abusive Alec by the internet because he has such an anger management problem. You never read that, right? So if you read the New York Times, WAP, which I hope you never do read those signs, just occasionally, I guess, I have to stay informed about what they're lying about. But if my job were not to expose fake news media, if my job weren't to hold the fake news media accountable, I would never even read that stuff because it's all lies, and I would rather read good fiction. I'd rather read, you know, Tom Wolfe, Bonfire of the Vanities. There are so many great fiction, Catch-22. There's so many great fiction books out there that if I'm going to read fiction, why read high school tier level copy from WAPO, which is owned by Jeff Bezos, the New York Times, which is owned by Carlos Slim, a Mexican oligarch who makes a ton of money by illegal immigration, Media Matters, which is owned by George Soros and David Brock. Why would I read their craft tier fiction when I could read great works of fiction? But it's my job. That's the only reason. I'm just telling you that, you know, I feel sorry if you read this kind of stuff for pleasure because all it is are lies. Comey even called the New York Times a liar. James Comey called the New York Times fake news, which is amazing because as somebody who doesn't think highly of Comey, I was still surprised that he called the New York Times fake news. So imagine how much of that comes out, which is fake. But that's what a lot of people, and so maybe we'll devote that to, we'll do that for the next segment. So before the next segment, we're going to talk about fake news, sourcing, journalism, how crappy the media is. So right now, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We got the Selenium back in stock. We got the True Blue toothpaste back in stock. We got the good products back in stock. Everybody uses toothpaste. I use it. You use it. I don't use fluoride toothpaste either because that stuff is terrible for your brain. I use Super Blue toothpaste. That's what everybody needs to get. Fund the InfoWars.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And we're back, Mike Cernovich. twitter.com/Cernovich. Follow me there. The final segment, I guess we can talk about James Comey and fake news because it's the intersect of so many things that are wrong in our country and why it's so important to fund the InfoWar. So there was an article, it was a tweet actually that CNN posted before James Comey testimony, and they go, sources tell us, CNN, Jake Tapper, they go, sources tell us that James Comey is going to testify that Trump was under investigation. Sources. That was the big story. Well, as we all know, and I think we have the article getting ready, so they had to change the title of the article after we humiliated them on Twitter, correction update. So the original tweet had said that Comey was going to testify that Trump was under investigation. So it's all fake. That's the whole thing. This is what they do. Oh, sources told me. So let me tell you a little bit about the sources the fake news media had, because remember, James Comey testified under oath that the New York Times is fake news. Think about that. Let me talk about a headline. James Comey testifies under oath that the New York Times is fake news. This is the world we live in. That really happened. And remember, there was a February article that came out in the New York Times which claimed that there was a major investigation about Russia and Trump. James Comey said the article was wrong. It was complete nonsense. Under oath. So James Comey went under oath and testified that the New York Times is fake news. Their articles are fake. CNN claims sources are telling them that James Comey is going to testify that Trump was under investigation. And of course, as we know, Trump was not under investigation. Comey even said Trump wasn't under investigation, which brings us to another more interesting point. Marco Rubio. We've been hard on Marco Rubio, but you know what? We're real journalism. Infowars.com is real journalism. Mike Cernovich, real journalism. So when Rubio does great work, you know what you do as a real journalist? You say, I might have my problems with Rubio, but Rubio killed the game, murder the game. Talk about the all-star of the day, the MVP, Marco Rubio MVP. And he made such a poignant point that I didn't even think about it. He was so good, his game was so high and so hot that I was like, wow, I didn't even think to make that point. That was how good he was, the MVP of the day. And he said, isn't it interesting that everything that is getting leaked to the media, except that Trump was not personally under investigation by Russia? What a just nuclear, a tactical nuke at the fake news media, right? You know, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis with Castro, you know, coming close to Florida. You know, Marco Rubio, that was just a nuclear missile strike right there at the fake news media. That is interesting that why is it that we have all these leaks about investigations? And as James Comey testified under oath, that leak to the New York Times in that February article was actually a fake leak. It was a fake news, manufactured story. It's not true. As that CNN headline, which they initially tweeted that Comey's going to testify that Trump was personally under investigation, but James Comey under oath said the CNN is fake news, right? So we got all these leaks going out there that are fake, when the truth is that Trump was never under investigation from Russia. So who is actually leaking this information? Do they have any real sources in the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN? No, here's the source to them. They could go know a friend who's a lobbyist. That's why they don't name the source. They could have a person who is a lobbyist working for Obama. And you know what they'll do? That person will say, oh, yeah, Trump is under investigation. And then when you don't name the guy, you keep him anonymous. They go, anonymous source with personal knowledge of the FBI said this. It is all fake. It is fake news. James Comey under oath proved that CNN is fake news. James Comey under oath said New York Times is fake news, but you know what real news is? Infowars.com, Infowarsstore.com, Life.com. You are listening to the real news. You're watching the real news. Mike Cernovich, thank you for the support.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.